Hi guys, welcome to today's podcast. Today we have Alex with us from Bitslato, one of the newest crypto exchanges in Africa, but has established presence across the Europe, specifically on the Russian area. So today we have Alex with a representative of Bitslato, and we let Alex introduce himself and what he does at Bitslato.
Hi again, Eric. Hi, David. Thanks for inviting me here. It's really happy to be here. So what I do, I'm a chief marketing officer in Bitslato. Previously, I was managing the operations in Africa also, partly. I've been working with African region for about a year. So I think I've already have a bit of insights from the continent, from the region. That's still lots of information to gain still. Really glad to work with this region and happy to be on this interview. So thanks for inviting.
Thanks, Alex. Alex, I remember Bitslato launched full operations in Africa about last year. Maybe a quick one in terms of what factors led to Bitslato establishing its operations in the continent.
Well, that's pretty simple. Africa is an enormous region with endless possibilities and opportunities. And in terms of cryptocurrency, in terms of crypto market, it's yet unexplored. Well, we can say that pretty much the world in terms of cryptocurrency is yet unexplored. Yeah, we have $2 trillion industry, which is yet unexplored. And that may sound funny to somebody, but in fact what we have is that still not that many people are involved in crypto, including Africa, but already now we can see the interest, the growth of interest to the industry, and we see that basically this region is very common to our so-called home region where we mainly operate in currently, which is Eastern Europe, including Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, Kazakhstan, and they're common in terms of low trust towards different government institutions that take control over various financial operations, and people are looking for more beneficial alternatives for themselves. And basically, this type of new finances is really helping them, and they see a real tool in this industry that can help them to improve their various business operations or where they can find personal income. So basically what we see is that unlike Western markets, Africa is common for us because we worked in a more or less similar market. Basically we're working in the similar market here. So that's where we found an opportunity to work with.
Interesting. You mentioned that Eastern Europe plays a big part of Bitslato's market and generally significant. How significant are Africa's users to Bitslato's strategy in general, and which markets do you see as the biggest, as your biggest target in the continent currently?
Continuing the previous answer, as I said, the markets are similar, and we can see that if we take the comparison of peer-to-peer trading turnovers in regions, we will see that first place in the world is Nigeria, and second place is Russia. So that's what I've been talking about, that the markets are very similar. I mean, the same reasons for using the same tools, and that's why we are working in Africa. And when you ask about our strategy and the place of Africa in our business operations, we, to be honest with you, I tell that our idea is to provide our solutions everywhere we can reach. We have different limitations since not many countries are crypto friendly, and not many governments are looking forward to provide the opportunity for these new finances which they do not control. But for us, we try to help everywhere because we know that we can give tools that other companies cannot. And concerning your question about the place of Africa, we actually see that Africa can become the most important region for us, and I mean, that's financially wise, can be explained easily. We have in Africa a very young population, unlike European. You have many educated young people that are interested in technology, that are interested in everything, in new technologies that are appearing, in new ways of making money, including cryptocurrency. And it's very easy to work with people who are interested in this. So we don't have to come, you know, there is a proverb in English that says, you cannot teach an old dog with the new tricks. So when we come, for example, in countries where the majority of population is more mature, you come to them and tell that, come on, like, you see the blockchain, you see the benefits, you see cryptocurrencies, and we have various solutions for you, for your business, for your life, where you don't have to pay taxes to banks, you don't have to pay taxes to Visa or MasterCard. You can stay anonymous and the government cannot see your transactions. I mean, still can, but they do not collect all this information about you, and you can stay private for yourself. And people say, well, I'm not sure. Well, I've been watching TV and they said that it's kind of a bubble and it's a Ponzi scheme. And well, I'd better put a deposit to my bank with 1% per year. I mean, and that's the way how humanity works. And older people are less likely to adopt to the new reality. And when we come to Africa, we see, again, lots of young people that are eager to get this information. And we are happy to give this information. Moreover, we are happy to give these solutions that they are looking for.
Interesting. So you've mentioned that Russia and Nigeria are like more of similar in terms of adoption of crypto. Now, speaking of the continent, what sort of trends has Bitslato seen in these markets that has informed, say, decisions around how to enter and success in this market?
Well, when we came, first of all, I was very surprised with the amount of women interested in cryptocurrencies and the way they create communities where they can talk, speak up, and feel free. And I was really glad to see that, especially like my colleague Juliana, she mostly in this sphere, she had different interviews and webinars with the different women in crypto in Africa. And what I see, and that's really cool, that women have a place where they can speak up, where they can ask, and they do not, you know, Juliana said me once that we need to support such activities to create a place where women can talk freely and they won't be, you know, nervous about how they will sound. And if, you know, lots of people are afraid to ask questions because they're afraid that someone will laugh at them, that their question may sound foolish or something like that, or funny. Well, that's a very bad trend. But what Juliana says is that by creating such communities, by making such activities, we can help people that feel themselves vulnerable to help them speak up and to create this community of crypto enthusiasts in different groups. And that's really important, that cryptocurrency is not just for a specific type of people. Cryptocurrency and blockchain is a solution for the whole humanity. The other issue is that not everyone is aware of it, and different people require a different approach. And I'm really happy that we have Juliana, that that she says me such important things. So I think that's a very important trend. The other thing I was very interested in was cross-border payments. The way how much people trade between different countries, since you have or you had different payment methods that allowed people to trade among each other. And that's also, again, that's the idea of blockchain. No borders. You don't have to care about which currency are you using. Is it Nigerian Naira or Kenyan shilling or Russian ruble or American dollar? So the idea is that you need to have access to everything. And the way how people trade among each other between different countries, that makes me happy. And I see that we are in the right place at the right moment.
Interesting. I think it's very important. A very important point that you mentioned is that the rise of women in crypto and how women are adopting to crypto. I think it's something that cannot be ignored, given that see the traditional finance is mainly skewed towards the male gender. But I think when it comes to crypto, it's good that women, even women across Africa, are adopting this very fast. And I think it's a good trend, and it can only get better.
Absolutely.
Thanks. So, maybe you can speak about, in addition to, say, Nigeria, maybe which other markets in the continent are you keenly watching with a view of expansion, say, in the coming years?
Well, so mainly, as you know, our team is located in Kenya. Mm-hmm. And that's already kind of a tradition that we have. It wasn't something specific that we're looking for, mm-hmm. to have people just in Kenya. But we found beautiful people and true professionals that were helping us and are helping us. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're looking into Kenya, second market in terms of peer-to-peer trading in Africa. Concerning our next plans, for now, they're pretty simple. So we're looking turnover-wise. Mm-hmm. So the next markets that we're looking into are South Africa and Ghana. Mm-hmm. But we are open to different opportunities. And if, for example, we find another way, another market that will be interested in our solution right here, right now, we'll be happy to help. So, I mean, if we talk about plans, mm-hmm. then it's South Africa and Ghana. If we talk about our possibilities, we are happy to help everywhere where it's possible.
Interesting. Speaking of generally expansion and plans across Africa, Bitslattle recently partnered with Lemonade Finance, which is a cross-border payments platform for Africans. Maybe you can speak a little bit about this partnership and what it entails, and what's the benefit to, say, users of Bitslattle, people who are trading or buying cryptocurrency using Bitslattle platform.
So we were really happy to find Lemonade Finance, mm-hmm. And to start talking to them was really interesting opportunity. So Lemonade Finance, as you said, is a cross-border payment that allows people from Nigeria to send money to Kenya and to some other countries. So currently for us, we are mostly interested in payments from Nigeria to Kenya. Unfortunately, right now, it's not possible to send money backwards, so from Kenya to Nigeria, so it goes only one way. But, for example, now people in Nigeria can buy Bitcoin from people from Kenya by sending them money to their M-Pesa account. Before that, we had the cheaper cash, but when these issues with the central bank's regulations in Nigeria arose, mm-hmm. Cheaper cash stopped supporting cross-border payments. And the huge market that was existing between Nigeria, between these two countries, stopped operating. Mm-hmm. And by our estimations, the amount of money that was sent from Nigeria to Kenya for cryptocurrency per week was around $2 million or so, maybe more. I mean, we don't have all information, but that what we have calculated, mm-hmm. is that this amount of money was in demand. Mm-hmm. And just suddenly this opportunity was canceled. Mm-hmm. So we were looking hard to find somebody who can provide this tool where people can send money from one country to another. And we were really happy to find Lemonade. Mm-hmm. And we're happy that we have partnership now with them. So now what we can offer to people is that from Lemonade side, if you use their app from Nigeria to send money to M-Pesa, you don't pay any fees, any transaction fees. So the amount that you send will be converted from Nigerian Naira to Kenyan shilling, and that exact amount will be sent to M-Pesa account of a Kenyan user. From our side, to make this these trades more interesting, we already actually canceled fees for ad creators that are using this method. So for Nigeria, we have a payment method called Just Lemonade. So if they want to trade among each other using this payment method from Lemonade to Lemonade, for Kenyans, we've created a payment method called Lemonade to M-Pesa. Because usually if we create one payment method, it means that you need to work within this payment method. So let's say if it's M-Pesa, then you need to send money from M-Pesa to M-Pesa. If it's cheaper cash, then it's from cheaper cash to cheaper cash. And in this case, we've created a payment method called Lemonade to M-Pesa, where people can create ads. And again, we do not charge any fees for trading with this method. And moreover, we're not planning. So it's not kind of like a promotional campaign or something like that. No, we're not planning to have fees on this kind of trades at all. That's a tool that we want to give to people that that don't have this tool right now. So that's our task.
Interesting. I think it's clear that you mentioned that. I think most markets we still face a lot of regulatory challenges. Specifically the African markets. So, but I think it's good that the partnership that we're starting looking at will enable users to be able to transfer money across border in whatever seamless way that you provided. Speaking about Kenya, still I think Kenya is still at the early stages of crypto adoption, and maybe we may be leading in the East African region, but I think across the globe, it's growing very fast, but still at the early stages. Maybe you can speak about the journey of expanding into Kenya, which you spoke about. But what I would be interested in would be Bitslato's experience in the Kenyan market, maybe things around what are the challenges, opportunities, and trends that you've seen from where you sit.
Well, so again, why Kenya? Very simple. Young people interested in technologies, the situation on the market where people are not really interested in traditional financial instruments due to their either high cost or low trust toward them. So again, similarities with our home market. And which opportunities and threats we've seen there? Well, concerning our main problem is that we are one of the biggest peer-to-peer trading platforms in the world. But unfortunately, no one knows us here. People hear what we've seen, and that's really interesting because I've never seen this on any other market. People are really loyal to brands in terms of peer-to-peer platforms. For me, what I've seen, I've been talking to Verizon traders specifically. If we're talking about traders, they don't really care about which platform should they use. Actually, they try to use every possible platform that appears. Yeah, they have, for some platforms, they have higher level of trust, for some it's lower level of trust. But in fact, to become more efficient in terms of earning money on peer-to-peer trading, they try to create ads everywhere. And they're not loyal to the platform. They're just looking for the liquidity. So where they see trader or where they see clients, they're the most. But they still try to be everywhere. If we talk about clients, clients also don't really on our in our markets or in other markets, they also are not really loyal to the brand, because also they don't really care where to buy or sell, because they're working with people.
Mm-hmm.
They're not working with the brand specifically, so they can mostly look either into the rate of buy or sell offers, or they look into the fees, or they look into the interface, which allows them to trade easier. But what we see in Africa, in Kenya, that people are really somehow loyal to the brand where they buy cryptocurrency, and they have this high level of trust. And when we come with our offer and we say, hey guys, so we're one of the biggest players, and we really want to help you here and to show that we have tools that others don't have, and we have an offer, a unique offer that won't be replicated by any other platform.
Mm-hmm.
Just come out and try. And they do not. They do not, because they basically ask the question, why? Like, I have the place where I trade, and I'm pretty happy with that. And that's really interesting. So it's really, it really makes us interested in this fight for the trust of people,
mm-hmm.
because we understand that as soon as we get it,
mm-hmm.
as soon as we get this trust, it's... if we keep the correct relationship with our users, they will basically not gonna leave us. Not just because of our offers, but because they will trust us. And this is the most important challenge that we have, is to create this trust,
mm-hmm.
is to create this awareness about ourselves, and to let people know about what we are giving to them. So concerning the opportunities, well, pretty simple. That's what we're basically working in, which direction. The first opportunity is cross-border payments with Nigeria. And that's what we try to help to solve. Another thing is actually also we've discovered very recently, we found that Nigerians usually trade with Russians,
mm-hmm.
due to more interesting rate for cryptocurrencies. And since we are the biggest peer-to-peer platform by far in Russia, including Russia,
mm-hmm.
We are working also with our community there to let them know that now you can get extra liquidity from Nigeria if you're going to create ads for United States dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Using the payment methods, for example, like SWIFT payments or bank transfer, different other bank transfers, which still work.
Mm-hmm.
Nigerians somehow found this interesting to trade with other people. And we are the biggest provider of these ads. So in the moment we can have, if we talk about our Eastern European markets, in single moment, we can have around 35,000 ads,
mm-hmm.
which gives the best possible rate for mm-hmm. buying or selling cryptocurrency. Usually you can sell your cryptocurrency, your Bitcoin, Ethereum, above the market price, like by 5-7%. So it's more efficient than you can do it on the classic exchange. You know, where basically when you using the ads, when you do peer-to-peer trading, when you want to buy cryptocurrency, you need to pay a bit more than the market price. And when you sell, you need to receive a bit less than the market price. In fact, on our platform, it goes vice versa. And you get more benefits by trading on peer-to-peer. Well, that's kind of an interesting. And another thing is, again, it's related to lots of young people, lots of freelancers, designers, UI, UX designers, mm-hmm. Programmers, and other developers, and other people related to digital,
mm-hmm.
Is our gift codes.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it works everywhere. We offer this. Lots of people accept payments, prefer to accept payments in cryptocurrency. But if we talk about sending money to an external wallet, you need to pay high fees, you need to wait usually long, especially now. Everyone sees what the situation with the blockchain currently, and how high fees are right now, and how long do you need to wait until your transaction will will be delivered. Recently, I've been talking to one trader, and he said even with Ripple, he had lots of issues with transferring the funds. And, well, we all know that Ripple is, like, so much faster than Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and what we offer is that you can easily create a gift code on our platform, and send it to any other. You can make a gift code either in equivalent to your currency. It can be Kenyan shilling or United States dollars or Nigerian naira, basically everything. Or you can make a gift code with exact amount of cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can send it to the person you're working with. You need to make either to pay a salary or to pay for the job they done. And that's very simple, and lots of people really like to accept payments in crypto, especially when you accept payment, for example, for $100, let's say, for a job you've done, you just keep it a bit, a year or so, and then it's not $100, but like $1,000. That also makes some people really happy with this.
Interesting. I think thanks, Alex, for sharing Bitlato's challenges and experience when it comes to Africa, while leveraging on, say, your journey that led to Bitlato being the largest exchange in Russia. I think it's just a lot of things to pick up, and even for our audience to learn, and probably to generally be, because our aim is to educate them about these emerging trends and what's happening in this space of digital currencies and blockchain. Because it's a field that I think you cannot ignore, from be it a regulator, be it a financial institution, and even from people who are enthusiastic about financial services. So we really appreciate for making the time, Alex. Maybe you can give us now your closing remarks or your last message to the Kenyan Wall Street audience who will be listening to this podcast.
Well, first of all, thank you for inviting me. That was a real pleasure, especially speaking to your audience. I'm really looking forward for any kind of feedback, and our task is to, it's actually very simple. We are not looking forward, we're not trying to penetrate Africa to make more money. That would be very foolish idea. You know, when you start your business and your task is to make money of it, most probably it will be unsuccessful. The last thing we're thinking about is monetizing it. So our task in Africa actually is not to come and start earning here, but our task in Africa is to come and give tools and to decrease fees. You know, there was actually a funny situation in the chat, and I'm very surprised with our users in Africa and how grateful they are and what kind of nice people they are. So we had a post, we posted something on our Telegram channel at the same time, in Russian one and in African one, about our withdrawal fees. So we said about our withdrawal fees for Bitcoin, Ethereum, USDT and stuff. And I've just seen just two comments at the same time in different chats. So in Russian chat, there's a guy saying like, whoa, that's really high fees. Like, when are you going to decrease them? And at the same time, I see the comment in African chat, and the guy says like, are you kidding? Like, is it really your fees? Like that low? And that makes us really, that's motivating us a lot. And we are trying to make it even better. So I was recently talking with our technical department and saying like, okay guys, like we need to decrease that as well. We need to go lower on the withdrawal fees. And now we're developing these strategies. How can we make it, how to make it as cheap as possible. So, and my final comment is that we will be fighting for every user. We will be reaching them out, all of them, to tell them that we can provide them better service. And trust me, all our competitors, I mean, not everyone in Africa knows about us. Like, very few people really know us as a service and trust us. And we're working to decrease that amount. But trust me that every competitor, every big competitor that's already operating in Africa knows us. And they know that what we've done in Eastern Europe, and they're terrified of what we can do in Africa, and because they know what we can provide. So I'm pretty sure that it's just a matter of time when when people start know us. And but before that, we will work very hard to help everyone. And so thank you again for inviting me here and for having this interview.
Thanks, Alex, for the insightful discussion and comments. Looking forward to hosting you again. Thanks. Bye.